Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 104.
Wait a second. Let's do the math.
Okay.
There's 52 weeks in a year.
Right.
52 times 2 is what?
104.
Does that mean that...
52 plus 52.
104. Yeah, 52 times 2 plus 2.
Oh, okay.
Math is not my strong suit, so maybe... What's that mean?
It means this is our 2-year anniversary. Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Our loyal audience.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
We've been doing this for 2 years.
2 years. Wow. Yeah.
And for what?
For our own self satisfaction.
That sounds a little suggestive.
No, we found a new way to get to our members.
We're on the cutting edge. What other Camaro site does this?
None.
Of course, what other Camaro site, you know, can top us? You know? Come on.
2 years, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's hard to believe that the first time we sat down here hovering over that single microphone weirdos.
Oh, God.
I can't help but think about how funny that is to look back on that.
I know.
And how the podcast has grown quite a bit. We've given away tens of hundreds of
dollars.
of items of dollars. Right.
Posters and whatnot. And
iPods.
Lots of iPods.
Hey, I still have that nitrous kit from the contest that we did.
Yeah,
because the winner hasn't called in. I'm gonna have to call him over the weekend.
Yeah.
I guess. Overclock 350, man. If you're out there, email me so I can give you your nitrous kit.
So many people wanted that thing so bad. And
yeah, that was a good contest.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So hey, 2 years, man.
So what do you think? 2 more years to we'll keep this thing going?
Well, why not? I mean, when we started this 2 years ago, we were talking about how long it seemed before the next Camaro comes out, and now we're assuming that production's going to start in 14 months.
Wow.
Which means the car will be out in 18 months.
That time has flown by.
So, 3/4 of how long we've been doing this is the amount of time that we have to go before the next Camaro comes out.
All right.
So, you know, if that 2 years that we've been doing this podcast doesn't seem like such a long time, we have even less to wait for the next Camaro. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do a podcast when the Camaro comes out from a new Camaro driving down the street.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of...
Well, if I'm driving, it's going to be pretty damn noisy because I'm going to be on the throttle left and right, man. after I come in and ram it into yours and in your driveway.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jake Rob thought that was funny. Or one of our...
Yeah.
He's an SOB. But one of our loyal listeners thought that was great the last time I said that.
So that leads into a question that I had posed to you earlier.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kicking around the idea of releasing the podcast on a different day other than Friday.
Why?
Just to mix it up a bit.
Maybe it's a little easier for people to, people going back to work after the weekend.
Right.
Maybe it's, they don't want to work on a Monday so they can listen to our podcast.
Right, yeah. Once it's released, you can download it, whatever day you want. But, we do have our loyal listeners who are downloading it at 6 o'clock in the morning right after I release it every Friday.
That's right.
Downloading it from iTunes or directly on the site and listening to it on the way to work.
Yeah.
If you're driving to Mexico or something.
Which Mike Myers.
Yes.
Does. Yep.
One of our loyal listeners.
Yeah, one of six.
So we pose this question to you. Would you care if we moved it to another day?
Is there a particular day that you want us to move
Monday,
it to?
Monday, Wednesday, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let us know. We're also going to post a poll in the podcast section, too, that you can fill out.
Yep, right there on the board.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to post on the board or whatever.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
You want to do the voicemails now?
Sure. Voicemail?
Well,
we've had multiple hang-ups.
We'll play one just for fun.
And we did get one, so yeah. We'll go ahead and play it.
Yes. My name is John Baird, and I am interested in finding out if the 2008 Camaro is really going to come out, or is it just a concept car? Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling in, John.
And welcome to CamaroZ28.com.
That's right. I think we can answer that question for you pretty easily.
Yep. It's definitely going to happen. It's definitely happening now as we speak. 2008?
No.
No. 2009?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. A lot of people say it's a 2009, but who said? Who said really? Who really said that was going to be from the higher-ups in GM?
Right.
Nobody.
No one was ever given a date.
It's always been an assumption, so we're not sure. But yes, it's definitely going to happen. It's going to go into production. We're assuming next October of 2008 to be released early 2009. That's the rumor. Whether or not that is true, well, that remains to be seen. But it will be seen. So thanks for the cool phone call.
Definitely.
And definitely check out the fifth generation forums on the message board at CamaroZ28.com. There's lots of good info
in there. So Jason, you had another rant.
I got a rant. Okay. Now, let's think about this.
Okay.
Over there in Australia, Holden made a car called the Monaro. And everybody said, oh, gotta bring it over here, gotta bring it over here. We need to have that kind of car. The Camaro's going, we gotta have it over here. So they brought it over here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they called it a GTO.
Right.
And everybody said, well, how come it doesn't look like the old GTO? I was expecting the old GTO. Well, they couldn't call it a Camaro or Firebird due to some interesting legal agreements with the plant that made the Camaro and Firebird up until 2002. So they couldn't call it that. So the GTO was obviously a pretty good choice, you know, everybody seemed to think. In fact, a lot of people thought it was great until the car actually made it over here. And then, of course, how come it doesn't look... Okay, yeah, it doesn't look like a GTO. We get it. So they
wanted it's a Monaro.
They wanted it to look like an old car, but not be an old car. So then everybody says, well, we need a Camaro. So, sorry, I was getting a little carried away. So, yeah, then they say, hey, guess what? We're going to make the Camaro, and here's a concept of it. And everybody says, it looks too old. So the GTO is not old enough. The Camaro looks too old.
Too retro?
Too retro. So what the hell does everybody want? It's just kind of weird because the whole portion of it is that if it was, I don't know, like 20 years from now, the fifth generation Camaro would look about 10 years old in design.
Dated?
Like, well, no, I'm not saying dated. I'm actually saying it looks like it would be... It looks just as much futuristic as it does retro to me. I mean, of course, it's all a matter of opinion, but, you know, most people who have actually seen
the car... I don't think the car looks completely retro.
I think it's got styling cues from being
retro. Absolutely.
You know, it's got some heritage bits to it, but it's not like they took the old, you know, stamps and presses to do the sheet metal and just redid it and then stuck a new chassis underneath it. I mean, I guess that's why we always... push people to go and see the car in person because most people do say it's not near as retro in person as I thought.
Yes.
So in the future, it's going to look like it's not quite as retro as now.
I sent him into the future.
That's right.
I've been dying to use that one. I just don't get it. They wanted the GTO to look old. They want the Camaro to look new.
They don't know what they want.
And now that there's rumors in the future vehicle section about what I think is called the Malou, the Ute.
The Ute?
The two Utes. The Ute. It's kind of like it's like a GTO front with a molded-in truck bed sort of thing for light-duty hauling.
Okay.
And there's already speculation that it will or will not be called the El Camino, and there's conflicting arguments on that.
Well, what are they saying there?
It just, you know, yes, it should be called an El Camino. No, it shouldn't. It should be called this, that, or the other thing.
What? You guys are retarded.
Definitely.
What it comes down to is that there can only be one way of doing it. It can't be done more than one way. And this is actually brought up in the fifth gen section. And General Motors is working on things, and they have their reasoning for doing things. And some of those decisions that they make are very difficult to make, but they have to make one. They can't make two cars with one car with two separate names.
Yeah.
So,
that's the way it is.
Just ease up. It's a damn car. That's my rant.
Way to go, Jason.
Leave a message. I'll call you back. I'm not in. Tell everybody I'm not in. Screw it. God, I'm just happy that we're getting a Camaro. I'm happy that things are moving. I'm happy that we're not stuck in the Beretta years. Yeah.
The Beretta years.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, where everything was so damn the same. And all.
You know what I saw on the road the other day that I haven't seen in quite a while?
Uh-oh.
What? A Chevy Citation.
Was it the X11 Sport version?
No, it wasn't. It was a regular Chevy Citation. God, I haven't seen one of those in forever.
They had the vertical stereo in them.
Yes.
What genius came up with that?
Yes. I remember one of my buddies in high school had a Chevy Citation. It did. It had the vertical stereo.
What brainiac? Okay. Thank God we're not in those years. Mm. Well, let's see here. We ran out of space on the IP, so let's... Hey, I know. To conserve space, let's mount the stereo vertically. Yeah, and then, of course, my buddies that had them, they wanted to upgrade their stereos to aftermarket stuff, so you had to read them sideways with your head cocked to the side.
Yeah.
What the? Who the hell came up with that?
I don't know.
So, you know, you might be bitching about names, okay? But at least they're not putting, you know, stereos vertically, for God's sakes.
No kidding.
You know, be happy with what you got. GM is kicking butt these days compared to what they used to be. I thought my rant was done, but you got me fired up again about the X11.
Oh, God.
You know, or the Citation. But they did make the X11, which had the high-output V6.
Right.
And that had a cowl induction hood on it, too.
I remember those.
I believe it was the predecessor to the Cavalier.
Did they only make those in black, too?
No. No. They made them in a shitty brown.
Okay.
I've seen them. I almost bought one. Oh, thank God I couldn't have.
Oh,
there was a time when I was so broke I couldn't even buy a Citation. The vertical stereo.
Ah, the good old days.
Oh, God.
The 80s.
I wish they'd bring back the Dodge Charger, that front-wheel drive, the Shelby Charger with the turbos on it.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of my rant. I'm happy. Everybody else should be, too. That's my point.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, shut up. Well, we got the new feature of the links directory.
That's right.
Which has been kind of crawling along, but definitely making advancements on it. And we invite anybody to go and submit their club or personal Camaro Firebird website to it. All you got to do is go to CamaroZ28.com/links. And then what we do here on the Handy Dandy Weekly podcast is we pick one of those links that are submitted and we talk about it.
Yeah.
So this week is
cut. You didn't do the site of the week.
So here we go.
I tell you what, I'm saying this thing before.
Look up, see what you got up there, hood. This is a website. Why would hang for it without you? Take your website.
Yeah,
it's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Hit me with the new one.
Oh, no, I can do it?
Yeah.
All right, NorthTexasFBody.com. Looks like they're just getting started. Apparently, from reading on the website, it was a little stale, I guess. The thing stopped, you know.
Okay.
Clubs do that every now and then, but looks like they're kind of resurrecting things and working really hard to do that. So if you're in the North Texas area, apparently that's the place for you because that's the one that got submitted.
Excellent.
So like I said, if you got a club or a website you want to submit to it, it's a piece of cake. It only takes a minute. CamaroZ28.com/links.
Go fill that section up.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million clubs out there.
God, yes.
And, you know, all you need is a board account in about 35 seconds.
If that.
Yep. And it's free traffic. Anything else?
No.
No? That's it? Well, everybody, enjoy your wonderful holiday weekend.
That's right. Stay safe.
And thank
you
for listening for the past 2 years. Yeah, we'll go another
two. Absolutely. Hell yeah. We're not going to stop.
It's still fun. So we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.